Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and Happy New Year. Welcome to this month's episode of Foundations, brought to you by Early Childhood Consultation. I'm your host, Kelly Rodriguez, and today we will be talking about a new year and a new opportunity for more quality time. I want to start off today by just defining quality time, and it's something that I've talked about on many, many occasions, but really feel like I want to take an opportunity to think about it a little bit more deeply and then hopefully take it to a new level moving forward in the new year. So, as many of you can relate, I'm sure, we spend our new year excited about a new start, a new fresh start. We often make a lot of New Year's resolutions, and many of them include weight loss or exercising more or getting our house in order. And if you're anything like me, you start off real excited and real enthusiastic and really motivated to meet those resolutions and to achieve those goals. But after about 3 or 4 weeks, my resolutions and maybe yours tend to become less of a priority. So I'm hoping that after this episode, when we think about our family life, when we think about our children, we can have some resolutions or a new resolution that might really improve our family life. And so that's my hope for today. So I'm going to launch into it and talk about what our definition is of quality time. So oftentimes we get in a situation where we think that, okay, I've got to spend quality time with my children, and that requires going to an amusement park, going out for lunch or dinner, buying ice cream, hitting the park, lots of activities going on, and that's how we're going to have quality time with our children. And that's where we get a bit off track, because quality time for our children does not have to be expensive. It does not have to be extravagant. It just has to be committed time. And it doesn't even have to be a long committed time. In reality, quality time can just be 2 or 3 minutes consecutively over the course of a day when we are completely focused on listening to our child, asking questions that relate to their life and responding to their questions and putting our cell phones down or shifting our train of thought away from all the things that we feel like we have to do as adults and all the things that we have to manage to just listen and focus on our children. So I've shared often at a number of my workshops that, you know, life is made up of small little moments. And it is those small little moments that really solidify a positive, strong relationship with our children. Many times they won't remember the big, great, extravagant things that you've done. They'll just remember those small moments that they really shared with you where you were really focused on them and really enjoying time together. So now that we have a clear understanding of what quality time is, that it doesn't need to be expensive or extravagant, it just needs to be focused and real, I want to encourage you to take it to another level in 2016 and to look at your schedule. We are so overbooked. We are so overscheduled these days. And look at a calendar. I prefer a monthly calendar because then I can see the big picture and I can look at all the things that we have planned and for over the course of the month and really think about carving out one day a week where it's just family time. Again, it doesn't have to be family time that is expensive or extravagant. It could be a family PJ day where you watch movies all day or you play games or, you know, you sit down and share cocoa together and just kind of relax. we need to build in more downtime for our families. Again, we're so overscheduled, we're overstressed, we're maxed out, we feel a lot of pressure to be involved in so many different activities. And I want to encourage you to slow down, to look at your week and say, what day of the week can just be a family day or a family evening? And write it on your calendar. You know, we have something in our household where we write a heart on the day of the week that we've chosen that is just our day. And that's a day that we don't make plans with anybody outside of our family. We really focus on spending time together and enjoying that time together. And, you know, that is what it is. And we try not to go against that plan. And we have so benefited and so enjoyed setting that time apart. And I just want to encourage all of you out there to do that. It might be, and hopefully it will be, a resolution that that you can stick with, and you will see the fruit of that in the new year. So I want to thank you for joining me today. Again, you can find me on the web at www.earlychildhoodconsult.com or at facebook.com/earlychildhoodconsult. Thanks again for joining me. And remember, strong families are built on strong foundations. Have a great, great, great beginning of this new year. Bye-bye.